Stay tuned for more Jazz America with me, Russ Davis, right after the news on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Friday's deadly bombings that killed 137 people in Yemen. Suicide bombers attacked two mosques in Yemen's capital Sana'a Friday, killing at least 137 people and wounding about 350 others. Four bombers carried out the attacks during midday prayers at mosques, which are linked to the Houthi rebels who control the capital. The Yemeni branch of Islamic State is claiming responsibility. In an online statement, it called the bombings just the tip of the iceberg. However, here in Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest would not confirm those claims, saying there was no clear evidence yet that the group was tied to the attacks. Nearly a week of talks on curbing Iran's nuclear programs has ended in the Swiss city of Lausanne. From Paris, Lisa Bryant says that negotiations between Iran and six world powers will probably resume next week.
Reports over the week on the discussions in Lausanne have been mixed. Some officials speaking on background say the two sides have made strides in reaching a deal on Iran's nuclear program, while others say they remain far apart. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Iranian counterpart have reported progress. In a video to Iranians marking the Persian New Year, President Barack Obama said Iran could continue the status quo that has caused it isolation and hardship, or reach what he called a reasonable deal that could lead to a better path. Iran and six world powers, the U.S., China, Russia, Britain, France, and Germany, want to reach the broad outlines of an agreement on curbing Iran's nuclear program by the end of March. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
This is VOA News. Russia has denounced the European Union for maintaining sanctions against it over its role in the Ukraine conflict, calling Thursday's decision destructive. Speaking to reporters in Moscow on Friday, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov refused to specify how Russia would respond. He said it would do what is in its national interests in terms of retaliatory sanctions. European leaders meeting in Brussels said Thursday they would not lift economic sanctions against Russia until the ceasefire in eastern Ukraine, which Moscow has endorsed, is fully implemented. Hundreds of Tunisians marched through the capital Tunis Friday to mark the 59th anniversary of the country's independence from France and to rally against terrorism. The marches came 2 days after a deadly attack on Tunisia's National Museum. Most of the more than 20 people killed in the massacre, claimed by the Islamic State group, were foreign tourists. In a statement honoring Tunisia's National Day, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the United States condemns in the strongest terms the heinous and cowardly attack perpetrated by the terrorists at the historic National Bardo Museum. However, Mr. Kerry said it cannot diminish the shining example of Tunisia and its dedication to democracy. Soldiers from Chad say that they have found more than 100 bodies in a mass grave in the Nigerian town of Damishak after helping to liberate the village from Boko Haram militants. The soldiers say that some of the victims had their throats slit. They say the mass grave was found on the outskirts of town under a bridge. Boko Haram has carried on an insurgency in northern Nigeria for the past 6 years, resulting in thousands of deaths and more than a million people driven from their homes. Top U.S. officials say the Obama administration will discuss keeping more troops in Afghanistan than originally planned with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani during his visit to Washington next week. The Obama administration had planned to draw down the number of U.S. troops in Afghanistan from nearly 10,000 to just over 5,500 by the end of the year. But top U.S. officials said Friday that U.S. President Barack Obama is considering slowing down the planned troop withdrawal. Senior officials say Mr. Obama has spoken several times with President Ghani about the troop drawdown and has received recommendations from U.S. military leaders. And news reports from Singapore say the condition of former Prime Minister Lee Kuan Yew has worsened. The 91-year-old Lee has been in the hospital with severe pneumonia since February 5th. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Russ Davis here, welcoming you to another hour of the best of jazz, past and present, and a celebration of the 90th birthday of the late, great NEA jazz master, multi-instrumentalist James Moody. Coming up this hour. Yes, we're celebrating what would have been the 90th birthday of James Moody on this edition of VOA's Jazz America. We'll return to 2005 and the International Association for Jazz Education Conference in Long Beach, California, and hear more of his comments and a special presentation there and more of his wonderful music, of course, as well. Right now, though, let's pay homage to another of the greats of jazz history who passed away far too young, Michael Brecker. The great saxophonist, composer, and band leader died of cancer and would have been 66 years old on Sunday, the 29th of March. Let's remember him right now with some of his wonderful music from one of his last recorded efforts. He put together a very ambitious project with a 15-piece band that he called Michael Brecker Quindectet from the album Wide Angles. Here's a piece entitled Night Jessamine. Listen to this tenor saxophone giant playing for us now to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops the cyan down, down, down your tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Better run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. And you know that it happened to me.
That riddle again, how can something be old and new at the same time? In this case, it's a brand new release just discovered of a 1962 performance by the great vocalist Ernestine Anderson. From the album, Ernestine Anderson Swings the Penthouse, the classic song It Could Happen to You, recorded at the place called Jazz from the Penthouse in Seattle, Washington, from 1962. This is Russ Davis. Let's return to the International Association for Jazz Education Conference in Long Beach, California, in 2005, as we listen in once again on the thoughts of the late, great James Moody, as we celebrate his 90th birthday here on VOA's Jazz America. In 2005, he was just about to celebrate his 80th birthday, and he'd already accomplished so very much in his life and career. He was asked what kept him pushing himself.
My motto and my thing in life, my goal, is to play better tomorrow than I did today. I'm not in competition with anyone, because if you do that, don't play music, because you'll be very disappointed. Because people are playing their butts off everywhere. Like I'm sitting here, somebody is practicing somewhere, you know. Now, if you know, say you're here, and I mean you really know a lot of music, and you don't practice and you just play that what you know, you wind up doing this. See? So what you really have to do is you have to, like, at least practice to stay where you think you are. Not to pass anyone, but just keep your chops up so you can halfway explain yourself musically when the time comes. Because what happens is, like John Coltrane practiced all the time. I mean, and I wonder, like, where he got that, man. Like, he'd finish playing a gig, and then during the intermission, he'd go and practice. Where other people would sit down to, boy, man, he'd go and practice. That's one of the reasons why he's John Coltrane. And, like, even if you don't play music, like, you gotta, if you don't learn something every day, then life isn't worth living, really. Anybody that just sits around and you don't learn something, with all the books about music, all the books about everything, then, like, you're really wasting your time. The more you learn, the more you know, and then the more you find out that you don't know.
from 2004, the album titled Homage. And speaking of homage, a host of great musicians, Joe Zawinul, Kenny Barron, Chick Corea, Mark Copeland, David Hazeltine, Herbie Hancock, and Horace Silver, all wrote songs dedicated to James Moody and offered them to him to record, and he did just that. That was Chick Corea's composition entitled Moody Tune, with James Moody on the tenor saxophone. James Moody from 2004, the album Homage. And speaking of homage and tenor saxophone, here's guitarist Pat Metheny from his album Trio 99-2000 with his homage to John Coltrane, his version of Giant Steps on Jazz America from VOA 1. Thank you. Pat Metheny and one of his many different bands over the years, his Trio 99-2000 with Larry Grenadier and Bill Stewart doing the John Coltrane classic Giant Steps. More of our celebration of the 90th birthday of James Moody coming up, but first, I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazz. America, the two words written as one word, @, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I've received from a longtime Jazz America listener, Paul Okudo. And he writes me from Nairobi, Kenya, with the subject line, Chick Webb. Kind of a mystical message, this one. He wrote, Saturday morning, February 14th, as I turned the pages on a story on the great drummer Chick Webb while I wait next to the radio, you suddenly opened Jazz America with Chick Webb. What a pleasant surprise it was, like you were right there in the room. Thank you so much. Please do that magical trick again. Sincerely, Paul Okudo of Nairobi, Kenya. Well, I wrote Paul back to say it would be my pleasure to work that magic trick again. And what would he like to hear? And he wrote, thank you, Russ. Do you like solo drumming? Select one of your favorites for me. Max Roach, Buddy Rich, Annie. Well, Paul, guess what? I've got a little bit of history for you. From two of the kings of bebop, two of the defining artists of the music called bebop, Max Roach on the drums and Dizzy Gillespie on the trumpet, from a live performance from Paris from 1989 that they did simply titled Max and Dizzy. And the two of them together created a song, a version of the song that has been attributed to by many folks that I've heard to be the song that created the term bebop. It's called Salt Peanuts. Salt Peanuts. You get the idea. Listen to it now here on VOA's Jazz America.
So peanuts. The peanuts.
That is the marvelous vocalist of the Manhattan Transfer, Cheryl Benteen, from one of her fantastic solo recordings, this one titled Let's Misbehave, The Cole Porter Songbook, released in 2012 with her version of What Is This Thing Called Love? And before he passed away in 2010, the great James Moody was invited to come into the studio with Cheryl Benteen to record the music you just heard, and it just came out a couple of years after his passing. Hope you enjoyed that, as we heard the sound of the tenor saxophone as played by the versatile James Moody, who could play most anything you could blow air through, from flutes to multiple saxophonists. Let's return to Long Beach, California, the year 2005, the International Association for Jazz Education Conference, to hear more thoughts from James Moody himself here on VOA's Jazz America.
My goal is to play better tomorrow than I did today. I'm not in competition with anyone, because if you do that, don't play music, because you'll be very disappointed, because people are playing their butts off everywhere. Like I'm sitting here, somebody is practicing somewhere, you know. Now, so what you really have to do is you have to, like, at least practice to stay where you think you are. Not surpass anyone, but just keep your chops up so you can halfway explain yourself musically when the time comes. Because what happens is, like, John Coltrane practiced all the time. I mean, and I wonder, like, where he got that, man. Like, he'd finish playing a gig, and then during the intermission, he'd go and practice. Where other people would sit down and, boy, man, he'd go and practice. That's one of the reasons why he's John Coltrane. And if there's something that you have to do, there's always something that stands in the way, you see? And the smart people, they do it anyway, you see? Even though something's standing there, they say, no, this is first, I got to do that. But we don't. Well, at least I don't at some time, and I'm assuming that you all don't sometimes too. Okay, so what happens is, like, I walk by, and I leave all my instruments out, and I walk by and beep, beep, pick up one, you know, and hit something. But that's really not the way to do it. You should, here's the old saying, if you don't practice one day, okay, if you don't practice 2 days, you know it, and if you don't practice 3 days, your friends know it, you know. Because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the reason people practice, the reason you walk, the reason you pick up, the reason you do things, is because that's the way you keep yourself halfway in shape, you see? And if you don't do anything, everything declines, you see? And that's the truth. Like if I don't practice my saxophone, like, I can tell my execution, like, is oh, man. And if you don't go to your instrument, the instrument will look at you and say, do I know you? Yeah. But you should practice every day. Thank you.
The great James Moody with his version of the classic song Come Fly With Me from his 1996 release Young at Heart, back when he was only around 70 years old. This is Russ Davis. I hope you enjoyed focusing on James Moody on this edition of Jazz America. And right now we want to pay homage to the passing of another of the fine players in jazz, trumpeter Lou Soloff. He passed away at the age of 71 in New York City of a heart attack on the 7th of March. He was born in Brooklyn, in New York, on the 20th of February in 1944. He became a member of the famous rock band that incorporated so much jazz, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, alongside other greats of his generation like Randy Brecker and Mike Stern. He also played with the Gil Evans Orchestra, Ornette Coleman, Maynard Ferguson, and others. Here's Lou Soloff, with a little help from keyboardist, arranger, and composer Rob Mouncey. They co-wrote this song entitled Istanbul from the album With a Song in My Heart. We remember Lou Soloff on Jazz America from VOA 1.
this is Stanley Clark, and you're listening to Jazz America with Russ Davis on The Voice of America.
The very energetic bassist Stanley Clark and his young band with the title cut from his Grammy-nominated release from last year, titled Up. This is Russ Davis. I hope you enjoyed our salute to the late, great James Moody in celebration of what would have been his 90th birthday on the 26th of March. On the next edition of Jazz America, we'll celebrate the American Pianist Association's Jazz Fellowship Awards in Indianapolis, Indiana, as five young finalists compete for the 2015 Cole Porter Fellowship and the $100,000 prize. We'll talk to some of the participants as well as the APA director Joel Harrison and hear music from some of the finalists as well as past winners like Dan Tepfer and Aaron Deal. That's next week on Jazz America. Join me, won't you?